7. Complete the sentence. In lines 28 to 32, Dan Herbert explains why we should, Note, the exam continues on page 6. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד קיץ תשע"ו 2016 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון Hey, מודול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על הנבחנים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Keeping Healthy. With us today is Dr. Helen Baker, head of the organization Eating Well. She is going to talk to us about the importance of reducing the amount of sugar children eat. Hello, Dr. Baker, and welcome to the studio.
Hello, it's good to be here.
First of all, could you explain to us why your organization is especially concerned about the amount of sugar that children eat?
Well, all age groups today are eating more sugar, but the increase is most dramatic among children. As we all know, children love candy and cookies and sweetened drinks, so they tend to consume a lot more of those things than adults do. In fact, the amount of sugar young children consume is now more than double the amount recommended by doctors, and that is very worrying.
Why is it so serious?
Well, it's no secret that sugar is bad for your teeth. In fact, dentists report that more and more young children have bad teeth, or even need to have their teeth removed because they are in such bad condition. Another problem is that food products which contain a lot of sugar are often very fattening, so we are also seeing many more children who are overweight.
What is your organization trying to do about the problem?
Well, first of all, we're trying to encourage parents to buy fewer sweet things for their children. But we do realize how difficult that can be, especially because supermarkets always put candy and chocolate right in the area where customers pay. That enables a parent with an impatient child to easily pick up some candy to keep him quiet. So one thing we've done is to ask supermarkets to move the sweets away from this area. But unfortunately, we're still waiting for things to change. We've also published materials that tell parents about the dangers of eating too much sugar and how to prepare food with less sugar.
I understand that some governments are also beginning to take action.
Yes, that's right. Some governments have put a special tax on drinks containing sugar. This makes those drinks more expensive so that fewer people are likely to buy them. The governments believe this will encourage the manufacturers of these drinks to offer healthier products instead.
That sounds good. But there's one last question I have to ask. If parents do as you recommend, won't kids be unhappy?
Yes, they probably will. But don't forget that there are all sorts of healthy foods that are naturally sweet. Think of all the fresh fruit that is available: apples, melons, grapes. Kids can eat those when they want something sweet. In addition, you can buy the yogurt and cereal that have no sugar added to them, and then use cinnamon or vanilla to make them tastier. In any case, our organization is not saying don't have any food with added sugar, we're just saying have less. And make sure you eat well and get plenty of exercise. That's the best way to stay healthy.
Thank you, Dr. Baker. That's very good advice for all of us. We'll be back next week to find out more about keeping healthy. Until then, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע את כמה צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Keeping Healthy. With us today is Dr. Helen Baker, head of the organization Eating Well. She is going to talk to us about the importance of reducing the amount of sugar children eat. Hello, Dr. Baker, and welcome to the studio.
Hello, it's good to be here.
First of all, could you explain to us why your organization is especially concerned about the amount of sugar that children eat?
Well, all age groups today are eating more sugar, but the increase is most dramatic among children. As we all know, children love candy and cookies and sweetened drinks, so they tend to consume a lot more of those things than adults do. In fact, the amount of sugar young children consume is now more than double the amount recommended by doctors, and that is very worrying.
Why is it so serious?
Well, it's no secret that sugar is bad for your teeth. In fact, dentists report that more and more young children have bad teeth, or even need to have their teeth removed because they are in such bad condition. Another problem is that food products which contain a lot of sugar are often very fattening. So we are also seeing many more children who are overweight.
What is your organization trying to do about the problem?
Well, first of all, we're trying to encourage parents to buy fewer sweet things for their children. But we do realize how difficult that can be, especially because supermarkets always put candy and chocolate right in the area where customers pay. That enables a parent with an impatient child to easily pick up some candy to keep him quiet. So one thing we've done is to ask supermarkets to move the sweets away from this area. But unfortunately, we're still waiting for things to change. We've also published materials that tell parents about the dangers of eating too much sugar and how to prepare food with less sugar.
I understand that some governments are also beginning to take action.
Yes, that's right. Some governments have put a special tax on drinks containing sugar. This makes those drinks more expensive so that fewer people are likely to buy them. The governments believe this will encourage the manufacturers of these drinks to offer healthier products instead.
That sounds good, but there is one last question I have to ask. If parents do as you recommend, won't kids be unhappy?
Yes, they probably will, But don't forget that there are all sorts of healthy foods that are naturally sweet. Think of all the fresh fruit that is available: apples, melons, grapes. Kids can eat those when they want something sweet. In addition, you can buy the yogurt and cereal that have no sugar added to them, and then use cinnamon or vanilla to make them tastier. In any case, our organization is not saying don't have any food with added sugar. We're just saying have less. And make sure you eat well and get plenty of exercise. That's the best way to stay healthy.
Thank you, Dr. Baker. That's very good advice for all of us. We'll be back next week to find out more about keeping healthy. Until then, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.